MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, September 30, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Gloucester City Council to vote on 3A zoning. Peabody councilors oppose tobacco ban. And Newburyport cuts down on free trash removal. Cloudy today, high 60s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 10:37 a.m. and 10:51 p.m. Stephen Hagan's writing in today's Gloucester Times. The Gloucester City Council plans to vote Tuesday on proposed multifamily overlay district zoning amendments meant to bring Gloucester into compliance with the state-mandated MBTA Communities Act. The council will meet at 6:30 p.m. in the Kairos Auditorium at City Hall, 9 Dale Avenue. Councilors will weigh in on the plan Tuesday following a somewhat contentious special joint public hearing with the Planning Board Thursday when several residents spoke out against it. Council President Tony Gross said Friday the public hearing is now closed. Caroline Enos is reporting in today's Salem News a proposal to ban the sale of tobacco products in Peabody to anyone born after January 1, 2004 is facing pushback from some local officials. The proposed ordinance change is modeled after a similar regulation passed by Brookline in 2020 that was recently upheld by the state's Supreme Judicial Court. The ban would not outlaw the use of tobacco by those born after the proposed cutoff date in the city, just the sale of those products at stores in Peabody to those people. The Board of Health has scheduled a public hearing on the matter for 4:30 p.m. on Thursday, October 24, in person at Peabody City Hall and remotely over Zoom. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
In the Newburyport Daily News, Jim Sullivan writes that with trash removal costs rising locally and across the nation, Newburyport announced Friday it will be reducing the amount of trash residents can throw away for free starting October 14. Under the new plan, residents will be limited to 64 gallons of trash per week, down from 96 gallons per week. Recycling and energy manager Molly Edinburgh said that's about 5 13-gallon kitchen trash bags or 2 33-gallon bags. Residents who exceed the new trash limit will then need to buy new orange overflow bags in rolls of 5 for $10. Bags will be available at local stores, including Market Basket, Shaw's, Richdale Convenience Store, as well as Black Duck Market and Deli. Full bags can be placed curbside along with regular trash. Gloucester Times is reporting the Essex River, a federally managed waterway, will be dredged for the first time in about 37 years, beginning in 2 weeks. The dredging will begin Friday, October 11, and is expected to finish January 31, according to Atlantic Coast Tug and Marine, the contractor chosen by the Army Corps of Engineers to do the job. Atlantic Coast Tug and Marine, with offices based in Boston and Nottingham, New Hampshire, offering a winning bid of $2,284,000 for the job. The goal of the project, estimated to cost between $3.7 million and $4.4 million, is to improve navigation for boaters on the river and estuary at all tidal stages. Low tide has been an ongoing safety concern, as town leaders have said boats used by the harbor master can't get out and the Coast Guard can't get in. And the Daily Item is reporting that the Lynn Cultural Council is seeking proposals from community organizations for grant funding. For fiscal year 2025, it's been allotted $103,600 to distribute to local projects. The Lynn Cultural Council is part of the Massachusetts Cultural Council's network of local cultural councils across the Commonwealth. The Massachusetts Cultural Council allocates funds to its 329 affiliates that account for all 351 municipalities throughout the state. The Notice of Funding Availability states it may prioritize organizations that are able to collaborate with multiple organizations and individuals from Lynn. It also states the Cultural Council will prioritize applicants which give a voice to diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility populations. Red Sox finished the season exactly at 500. After yesterday's 3-1 win over the Rays, the Patriots are now 1-3, losing to the 49ers yesterday. Next game for the Patriots Sunday at Gillette against the Dolphins. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.